You've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup, man. We're having a great time talking to Dr. Dane Todd with Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. It just flows out of the mouth now. It's not a problem anymore. Hey, before we get to making picks and talking Michigan State and stuff, I wanted to ask you because I thought it was really eye-opening. Omar Manning.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have not, it's the first time. We talked to other people, by the way. He rarely talked during recruitment and stuff like that, like did not give interviews. It was the first time we saw him in front of the media.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you think? Obviously, the two catches, the one touchdown catch was impressive. Good throw, probably a better catch than anything. But when he spoke and he talked about, you know, thinking about Coach Frost, and he was the one guy that stayed so loyal to him and all that stuff. What'd you think about that? Because to me, it kind of got a lot of the naysay things about Omar gone and maybe some of the connections with Frost.
Yeah, no, I read that article in the paper that he gave, and you're right. Like, you've never heard hide nor hair of that guy, right?
Zero.
Like,
he didn't do it.
You didn't hear anything. And so I think it's good for him for opening up and having that conversation, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he felt trusting enough to let it out.
Right, without a question. And so hopefully that means he's just in a better spot than he's been, right? And honestly, you can see that because now he's on the field, right?
He's available.
And so that's a big part of things like that is if, quite honestly, guys with and gals and athletes in general with mental health issues, right? And it's hard to compete and be effective that way. Mm-hmm. And so, and not just from an athletic standpoint, but then if you have to throw school into it and life outside of it, like, it's hard to dig out of those holes. It's real problems. Mm-hmm. And so, and everything's kind of compounds itself. And so the fact that now we're seeing him there, right? And he obviously seemed to be having a good time scoring a touchdown against Oklahoma,
That's weird.
It's good for him, and it's good to see more of this kind of stuff coming out there, right? There's, you know, there, it goes unmentioned a lot, and, mm-hmm. and there's still a big stigma about it, right? And especially in a game like football, like, you can't talk about things like that because then you're soft and weak. And mm-hmm. but in reality, man, everybody has highs and lows and ups and downs, and sometimes the lows are lower than you think, right? And it's hard to pull out.
Yep, absolutely. But it's a good thing, and hopefully that helps him propel, not mm-hmm. just as a, you know, not talking about the football side, but as a man growing up and mm-hmm. and everything on that side. So, Will, man, you ready? You ready? We're gonna do some pick. First of all, update us on NFL. I know you're gonna put some music on.
Okay,
update us on last week.
Here's what's going on, Dane. I got you at 13-17. Okay, on the season, you went 3-12 last week.
I went 3-12.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, it wasn't. Hey,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Compared to what Hooks and I mean, I went 6-10. Hooks, you went 6-10 as well. We tied.
Yeah.
So here's how the season.
So I really didn't do that bad.
No, just two games less, but I'm leading now. You and I did win last night, by the way.
Nice.
Hooks, you're at 14-17. Dane, you're just one off 13-17. I'm at 12-19. All right. Here we go.
You had a good first week. All right, let's go.
You guys each get a point last night for taking Carolina. I'll take the L for taking Houston since Hooks, you know, colluded and everything. We're not going to dive into that, though. We're going to start off with what I think is the most trickiest game of the weekend.
Okay.
Miami at Las Vegas. Las Vegas favored by 4. You got Jacoby Brissett playing. He's not terrible.
What do you guys think? He ain't good enough to win in Vegas. It's the Raiders all day long by a touchdown. He ain't good enough to be there.
Dane?
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders.
Derek Carr's playing good, too.
I'm going to take Miami. Marco took Miami as well. I just think they cover. Maybe it's a 3-point win, field goal win.
We don't agree with a professional.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
And look at our numbers to prove it.
Take that.
Little helpful tip. There's only 2 home teams that are underdogs. The rest, every home team, is favored. You got Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, Minnesota's an underdog, and L.A.
But how does that help me make my bets?
Well, I'm just saying.
It doesn't help at all. That's useless information right there.
Boo.
Fair enough. Isaac Will.
Fair enough. We got the Chargers. Coming to Kansas City, guys. And
KC all day.
Okay.
I don't even need to know the spread.
Okay.
What is the spread? But it's Kansas City.
I got it at 6.5.
Kansas City. Double-digit win, by the way.
Oh, boy. I gotta cut corners somewhere. I'll take the Chargers. This is one of the games I'm talking about. Only the 1 of 2 home underdogs this week. Seattle at Minnesota. Seattle favored by 2.5. Marco took Minnesota.
I'm taking Seattle.
I'll take Minnesota.
Seattle. Minnesota, after that last week, I don't know if they can get back on track.
No.
Mike Zimmer is on the last leg of Minnesota, too.
Hey, you don't want to start at 0-3. Just avoid that.
You don't make the playoffs very
many
times from 0-3.
Next game, Arizona heading to Jacksonville. Arizona is favored by 7.5.
What? Who's favored?
Arizona.
What?
7.5. What? What do you mean, what?
I thought it'd be like 20.
Well, 7.5.
Yeah, Arizona. I'm going to go Arizona.
Arizona.
You can't be trying to make a move here, Will.
No, I'm not. I'm going Arizona, definitely. Next game, we got the Colts heading to Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 5.5. Wentz maybe not playing.
Tennessee. I don't care. I'm taking Tennessee in that game, even if he does play. How do you sprain both your ankles? You trip. What did he trip on the first and third step? Like, what happened?
I did. I sprained both my ankles in the state championship game when I was a junior on different plays.
His is the same play.
Different plays, but his are same play. It's pretty impressive.
Folded both of them.
I'll take Tennessee.
I'm going to take the Colts. I like their defense. I think you got to stop Derrick Henry. And
which is why I'm taking Tennessee.
Well, the Colts got an all right D, so I'll take the Colts to cover. I don't think they win, but they cover somehow.
I went back in this week, watched some Derrick Henry high school highlight tapes.
It's ridiculous.
The funniest part is he looks like a lineman, and he's running away from DBs and things. But it doesn't even look like he's moving that fast, but he's clearly the fastest guy on the field. It's just
gone.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got Baltimore heading to Detroit. Baltimore favored by 7.5.
Baltimore can never. My Lions, my poor Lions.
I think the Lions, they'll just keep it close like they do, and then by the fourth quarter.
Not enough. Baltimore.
I'll take Baltimore as well. We got Washington football team heading to Buffalo. Buffalo favored by a touchdown at home.
Washington.
Buffalo. At Buffalo, right?
It is at Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Buffalo. Buffalo. I don't know if the quarterback.
Chase Young gets 12 sacks.
I don't know if Heineke or whatever his name can go into Buffalo and keep it together.
He's okay, though. He's
okay.
Terrible.
It's going to be a different environment. His first start was at home, right?
I like Dane's pick. I'm going to go with Washington as well. It's only a touchdown.
I'm undefeated this week.
We're going to go next to New Orleans, heading down to New England. New England favored by 3 at home.
New England's going to beat them.
Yeah.
New England's going to beat them. Jameis Winston last week, did you see him?
Yeah.
That interception he threw.
It's just decision-making, right? Decision-making. Like, man.
You can't be falling backwards and chuck it to the middle of the field.
Yeah, 40 yards down.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys are making No flipping. I'm going New Orleans.
Okay.
Ooh. No flipping. No longer flipping. All right. Chicago, Justin Fields getting the start.
Yes.
Heading to Cleveland. Cleveland favored by 7.5 at home.
Chicago. Justin Fields balls out.
I like that pick. I'm going to go with Chicago as well. They may not win, but they cover 7.5.
Cleveland.
make a move.
I like what their offense does. I like what their offense does. I'm not sure they can.
Their offense is good.
That two-headed monster running back. Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
Do you like on their running back team?
Chubb.
You like Chubb?
Yeah, he does. Let me find it.
I like Chubb. Done.
Tight ends.
Book.
Tight ends.
All right. Moving on. We got Cincinnati and Zach Taylor heading to.
All day Cincinnati. I don't even know why you bother asking me.
All right. Hey, I have Cincinnati, too. They're heading to Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati. Pittsburgh's terrible.
Heading to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 3 at home.
Yeah, give me.
No.
Cincinnati.
By the way, by the way, my overlock did not hit last week and missed by a few points. So weird. I'm 1-1.
Called a lock if it doesn't hit.
It is. It's got to be a winning record. That's how it is. So I got to get back on track here. I'm going to go over 43 in that game.
Okay.
And I'll take Cincinnati as well. Okay. We're all on the Bengals.
Bongles.
This is truly a stinker. You got Atlanta heading over to the Giants. The Giants favored by a field goal at home.
Against Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah, Atlanta let me down so badly last week that I'm going to go with the Giants.
Atlanta? I'll take the better quarterback in that game.
Okay. I'll take the Giants.
Calvin really might have 150-plus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We got Zach Wilson and the Jets heading to Denver. Denver favored by 10.5 at home.
Raph tweeted in already. J-E-T-S, Jets. You know what to do. So I've picked, Raph's a huge Broncos fan. I picked to get him against him each week.
Good.
So I'll take the Jets.
Nice.
Love it.
Just nice. For you, Raph.
I'm taking the Broncos.
To cover.
I'll take the Broncos. Even though Zach Wilson played in mountain country, he's going to have trouble throwing that ball in that altitude.
Let's see if I can go 3-0 for Raph. That's my dude.
All right. This is one of the most exciting games this week. It is the most exciting game this week.
Right here.
Tampa Bay at Los Angeles Rams. Tampa Bay actually favored by 1.5 on the road.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa Bay. I mean, just what they did last week, they're just good. Who are you going with?
I'm taking the Chargers.
The who?
The Rams. I'm taking the Rams.
Okay.
Rams.
Hey, remember what Marco...
I think Rams win out there.
Remember what Marco always said? Home dogs with the better defense.
Yeah, I think they have really good... I think both defenses are good, but I think there might be tough sledding, especially in the running game. Yeah.
I'm going to take
and
the
Tom
Rams.
Is okay. Tom's been throwing it well. Not taking away. Tom's been incredible, right? But I'm going to take the Rams in that game.
I am taking the Rams as well. We got two more games. We got Green Bay heading to San Francisco. San Francisco favored by 3 at home. By the way, Marco, his official pick was under 49.5 the total in this game.
I'm taking Green Bay. I think Green Bay, last week, the game plan was really, really nice, and Aaron Jones got back on track. Rodgers looked really good. I'm taking him. I'm taking Green Bay. And he's still got that chip on his shoulder every time he goes to San Francisco.
I'm going to go with San Francisco just to try to pick up some points.
I love it. I'm going to go with Green Bay as well. All right, the final game. We got Philadelphia heading to Dallas. Dallas favored by 3.5. I heard a stat on the radio the other day. The winner, in that division championship, when those two teams met during the regular season, the winner of that matchup always won the division championship. So maybe this is that.
It's not. Either way, Philadelphia, because you can't pull for a Texas team.
I know you can't. But we're in a competition, and I'm taking the Cowboys.
That's right.
Dallas is finding their thing.
It's called
Cowboys.
Moral victory.
Cowboys.
I'm moral victory Dallas on this.
What
well.
They did last week, that running back situation is kind of interesting with Zeke and Pollard. Pollard had a sick week last week. It was really good.
All right. I got some college
Let's
games
go.
To pick real fast.
Let's go.
Here.
We got that. And
all
we're
right.
Talk about our Huskers. Got to get those in.
We got Notre Dame heading to Wisconsin. No, it's at Soldier Field.
At Soldier
Excuse
Field.
Me.
I made that mistake.
That's right.
At Soldier Field. Jack Cohen, Notre Dame, returning back to Wisconsin. Remember, he's the Wisconsin
guy. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin favored by 6.5.
I'm taking the Badgers.
Wisconsin.
Too. Taking the Badgers.
I'm taking Wisconsin as well. Okay, we got Texas Tech.
What'd you do to that Sharpie?
I can't get the cap off. All right, Texas Tech heading to Texas. Texas favored by 8 at home.
Texas Tech.
You can't even. You had to pick a Texas team.
I had to pick a Texas team.
Who'd you take?
Texas Tech. Because it's the least Texas of
I'll
the
take,
two teams.
I'll do the same thing. I'll take Tech.
I want Tech as well. we got Iowa State heading to Baylor. Iowa State favored by 7 on the road.
Iowa State.
I'll take Baylor. I don't know if Iowa State's that good.
I don't think they are either.
Baylor's not very good either, but I'll take Baylor. points in a crappy matchup.
I'll take ISU.
Baylor's up there with best mascots, though.
Yeah.
So I remember going back to week zero. I think it was week zero. It might have been week one. When we picked, it was Stanford at K-State. And I remember both of you were like, you know, K-State, I don't think they got it going yet. Have they convinced you yet? They're undefeated 3-0, and they are heading to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State favored by 5.5.
Oklahoma State.
Okie State. My God, by the way, we celebrated the anniversary of I'm a man, I'm 40.
Nice.
It was the anniversary. Nice. I forget how many years ago it was.
It's awesome.
The anniversary.
I'll take Oklahoma State.
It had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was easily.
We got Wandale Robinson in Kentucky heading to South Carolina. Kentucky favored by 4.5.
All day long, Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. South Carolina's not that good.
They're not good at all.
I'm surprised that line is actually that low. Moving on, we got this is going to be a good one. UCLA at Stanford, always a fun one. UCLA favored by 4.5.
UCLA. I think they got a little something cooking out there right now. UCLA.
I'll take Stanford. I like the nerds.
All right. I'll take UCLA. Louisville heading to Florida State. Louisville only favored by 1.5 on the road.
Florida State's garbage.
Louisville.
Screw it. I'll take Florida State.
Good gosh.
Making moves, gentlemen. And then finally, we got about 4 minutes.
Nebraska, all right,
let's go. At Michigan State, favored by 5. As Hook shows me a disastrous
golf
shot.
This is where Thomas's tee shot went. Where'd it go?
He's showing the most ridiculous attempt at getting out. Oh, my goodness.
God, how did that even happen? Did you see how far he fell down the hill, though?
Wow.
That's going to be on SportsCenter.
That is an amazing shot that Jordan Spieth.
Did you just hear his reaction? That breath he took?
Yeah, it was. It was impressive.
That's better than most right there.
He had a big wheeze right there.
Wow.
That was incredible.
Yeah, so game this week, though.
Yeah, let's
obviously go. Huskers. Okay, I'm going Huskers all day. Okay. And a close one, though. All right. So I'm actually going to pick us to not cover the spread, but to win the game. So I think we're only going to win by about 3.
Well, we're getting the points.
Oh, we're getting
the underdog.
Oh.
We're the underdog. Yeah, we're getting.
Oh,
5
yeah, we're winning then. Okay, yeah. We're good. My bad. Yeah. I was confused there. Is that CTE kicking in? It's that CTE. All right, but I think we only win by about 3. I liked our offense this week. I think we hit 2 field goals.
We'll go
27-24 Nebraska.
27-24 Huskers
with 2 field goals, not 1 missed PAT. That's 2 field goals.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what I got. I got Nebraska winning as well, but I've got it 24-17, and I think it's going to be a battle in the trenches. I don't think we're about to hold the running back. We'll contain him. We will contain him. He'll probably get 100 or whatever, but we're going to contain him enough, and I think it's another one of those games where I don't think we're going to be able to run in the trenches very well, but I think Ramir Johnson's going to be back in the game. We're going to see some of that motion again. Your receiving core looks good. Martinez throws for 250-plus, and we win this game 24-17.
Nice.
I like
that's what I think.
Martinez looked great last week. Can he continue it this week? He has to. We haven't seen it. I hope we don't have a repeat of Illinois. O-line's got to show up. Martinez has got to make some big throws. And Thorne, their quarterback, he's going to get out of the pocket, and he's going to make some throws. That's the thing I'm skeptical on. I'm also skeptical on Adrian having 2 good performances
don't you
in a row.
Do it, Will.
Kenneth Walker, he is damn good. There's a reason he's leading the nation in yards.
You know where he's going, right?
I have actually this as a loss. I have us losing 34-28 to Michigan State tomorrow.
Classic Will.
I don't know what to say.
Say whatever.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Husker Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played good last week.
We apologize.
Did we win last week?
Sorry, Husker Nation.
Hooks and I picked up points last week on you,
yep,
didn't we?
We did. We did.
In the Nebraska
that.
Game?
Let's
I can't
remember that. I think
let's
we did.
Recall. Is it,
we did.
Wait a minute.
How many
no,
Hooks in a row is
Hooks,
that now?
I had him covering. I had him covering last week.
Yeah, we all
had him covering except for you. You were like 55-21 or something.
Yeah, you wanted us to lose by 100.
I had it
14, not 24. My bad.
I had it. It's perfect, dude.
Weird.
Math.
Perfect.
Weird.
Hey, Dane, we always appreciate
you
coming
Dane,
in, man.
Clinics. Clinics tomorrow?
Clinics? Sports clinic tomorrow morning.
Get there 7:30, right? 7:30 to 10.
Doors open at 7:30 to 10. Come on in early. We'll get you taken care of.
Go see the doctor, man. DDT, you're the man. Appreciate
nice
you,
boys.
You guys have a great Friday. Go Big Red!
Go Big Red!